The next patient is Charles Hamilton. The last name is H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. First name Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 56-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient changed his diet to the old habits, and as a result, the patient has a blood sugar that has been elevated. The blood pressure remains under control in the laboratory workup. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 1.9. The estimated GFR is 41. The BUN is 30. The CO2 is 22. The calcium is 9.3. The chloride 102. The potassium 4.1. And the sodium 137. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is 94 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal limits. The patient has been counseled about the untoward effects of the hyperglycemia. We did a dietetic history, and the patient eats sweets and finger food when he gets the craving for that. The recommendations have been a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and a fluid restriction of 1,500 cc's in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The latest hemoglobin A1c on September the 6th, 2023 was 8.6. Since then, the patient has changed the diet, and he's determined to continue fighting the blood sugar. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that is controlled with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, this patient has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft. And he has some decrease in the ejection fraction. It is critical for him to avoid the salt and excessive amount of fluids. At this point, I don't think that the approach is to change the medications. Rather, the patient should follow the diet as we discussed at length. I spent 6 minutes with the lab and reviewing the past history, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and the documentation 8 minutes.